Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Countryman Ali of PonjamanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Mama Star of OldStyleConjure.com in Winnie, Texas. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Countryman Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi. Thanks for that introduction, Tammy Lee. Well, today we are very privileged to have with us, as our guest from AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Mama Star.
Now, it's Yay, Mama
Star. Yeah. It's right before Halloween. So we're going to talk a little bit about some witchy things. And I'm just going to open up this show to some ideas. Now, we're going to have our regular callers, but I do want to open up the show to a little bit of introduction about what Star's been up to and also what Halloween is good for. Halloween, also known as All Saints Day, Day of the Dead, there's a million names for this, Samhain and so forth, is a time of the year when they say the veil between the worlds is thinnest. So all of those who listen to this show and who've heard us say, time for you to do some ancestor work, and I know you know who you are because we say it fairly often, now is a very good time. Very good time for you to try to call in or bring in some of those departed loved ones, people that you have not seen since they crossed over to the other side. And there are many ways to do that, but it's just a reminder, this is that time of year. Now, everyone has different ways of doing it, and I know that I'm not the only one who does it, but one of the ways is to make a little memorial space or memory place for that person. Put their photo up, maybe something that they owned in life, the pipe they smoked or a ring they wore, something like that, that you may have. If nothing else, just a picture. If you have no picture, get a picture that reminds you of them. You can use a kind of a representative picture. And put that up. Put up a candle. Put up some water. Put up some offerings of incense if you like, flowers, whatever food offerings that feel right to you based on that person's past in life. And this is the time of the year to do that. Call your ancestors in. All right, that was a public service message from your ancestors. Okay. Now, Ali, what have you been up to this last week?
Well, given that Halloween is coming up and I have a great affinity for the dead and working with spirits, it's been a pretty busy week for spirit work. Last week I was fortunate enough to be at the Lucky Mojo store, which if someone hasn't been there yet, you got to make the trip. It was a great, great place to hang out, and so many wonderful goodies. It was a Conjure Doctor's Candy Land. It was very exciting to be there. So I've been sorting through my wonderful treats back at home, looking at all the things I've gotten, and preparing for some serious spirit work tonight, tomorrow night. I actually extend my Halloween working over a period of 3 days. It starts the day before Halloween and it goes to the day after Halloween, so I incorporate All Saints Day as well. Been very, very busy setting up the altars, visiting the graveyard, connecting with my spirit guides and familiars, feeding them, and getting things ready for a working of honoring the spirits that walk with me during this time. It's been very exciting.
Wonderful. All right. Now, we have Star with us. And Star, I know you do a lot of ancestor work. Mm. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you do it?
Well, I give individuals lots of prayers. And I have my ancestor altars, grandmother's old sewing machine. And that is in the house. It's not in my little shop prayer room. My ancestor altar stays in my house. And I will cook things. Like today, I started cleaning. And so I'll tonight, around midnight, which is a strong time. And then I will go through all this coming week and honor them. Probably Monday afternoon, I will go to the graveyard and bring them flowers and some candles. And my nephew that passed last year, I will probably bring him a little more extra things that he really liked. And then I will continue serving on up until next Saturday. And on Saturday, that will be the last time for the week. But I change their vigils out. Like, it's not really vigils.
Uh-oh, Mama Star, we lost your phone line. Can you hear us? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
She's gone. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she calls right back in again. Her phone was breaking up just a little bit, and it went crickly, and now we can't hear her at all. She just typed into the chat room, got cut off. Okay, so...
Hopefully
call right back in,
back
and
in.
Then she'll call back in, and we'll get her picked back up again. Now, that was an interesting thing she said about going to the graveyard. You know, many of us do not have our loved ones buried near us, and some do. And if you do, certainly going to the graveyard is the way to do it. If they are not near you, one of the things that people do is to get some of their graveyard dirt and bring it home. So you can make a sort of a personal altar with their graveyard dirt and have it near you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another way to work if people are buried far away. I've even known people to connect with other people, maybe not from their family, maybe someone they met over the internet, and they say, hey, go down to that graveyard and go into row 7, plot number 5. That's my grandfather. Could you bring me some dirt and have them mail it to them? So,
oh, yeah.
Okay, Star, are you back?
I'm back, boy. Well,
oh, wonderful.
Okay. Let's just stir the spirits up, y'all. Just cut me right off. So we're all back.
All right. So, the other thing, Star, I wanted to tell you to tell us about, I know that you and a few other people are putting on in November your folk magic conference in New Orleans, Louisiana. So can you tell us some about that?
Right. Yes, me and Auntie Cindy Toto and Susan Diamond, who are all members of AIR, along with Orion Foxwood, we're doing a thing in New Orleans on November 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're offering 14 different workshops. Bloody Mary, I think you're familiar with her, Kat, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's going to do a seance calling up the spirit of Marie Laveau. That's a treat. She's a good friend of Orion's. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've crafted up a lot of conjure items. and we're going to be selling them there. Cindy's going to be doing foot washings. I'm going to do some cleansings. Susan's going to do some spiritual reading, and Orion is going to do a shopping tour. So we're going to have a good time, and Coco Robichaux is going to be playing music for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this all booked? Can people still get tickets?
No, people can still come. Some of the classes are, I'm giving a Black Hawk class. I gave one last year, and they asked for it again. I wasn't planning on doing it again, but it was requested. So we're doing the Black Hawk class again. Cindy's doing something cute called Sugar in Your Panties and Spice in Your Britches. Now, these are conjure jars, sugar in jars. And Susan is going to do a creative conjure class, which I think is going to be pretty good. And me and Orion is going to do a class together called How to Pack Your Bible Toolbox, a practical application for workers of all faiths. So you don't have to be Christian, you know, to work with the Bible. The Bible is very powerful. And so that's just some of the highlights, you know, and we're going to have a good time.
How exciting you guys get a chance to meet some of the great root workers of the United States. And in addition to that, you know, take classes with them, like that Black Hawk class. Sounds so interesting.
Yeah. And, of course, we push what we're doing, you know. We're members of AIR. We push that. I think it's fantastic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to know where they can find good, strong, powerful workers, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
wherever we go, AIR goes, you know.
Now, Mama, I have a question for you.
Yes, darling.
This wonderful folk magic festival is coming along. You just released a new book, is that not correct, on the Bible, which it ties right into that class that you and Orion are presenting.
Exactly. Yes, I did. Working with your Bible in Conjure.
How exciting. And you'll be teaching a class on it, too. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that book has been coming along for a year. I've never researched a book. And I'm going to tell you, I don't do good with research. I don't want to ever have to research another book. If I can't just write it from my own experience and my own work, there won't be another book written by me. Because that book was like pulling teeth. It took me a solid year to write that book. And I read every chapter in the Old Testament.
Oh, wow.
Everyone, I read it and found work. I didn't put all the work that you could possibly find in the Old Testament in that book, but it has a lot of
it. So it's more than just the Psalms. You're covering all the different verses.
Oh, baby, I didn't even put the Psalms in there.
Oh,
I didn't put the Psalms in there at all.
Folks
know all about the Psalms.
Nice.
You know?
That is very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a book that there's a great need for, because there's a lot of work. As I teach this in my course, too. I talk about the Psalms, but there's a lot of other Bible work that can be done. A lot of it is found in Jewish folk magic and has passed into Christian folk magic. Some of it is exclusively Christian, and, of course, there's, you know, other people of different faiths can use these same things, as we know. And, you know, there is so much in the Bible. It really is a work of art of its own. You know, it's more than a spiritual book. And it's been used by so many people for I guess you would call it spellcasting. It's a pretty clean way to put it.
They don't call it the greatest conjure book ever.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Well, that's a wonderful to know. Now, again, who's going to be teaching the classes at the Folk Magic Festival? This is going to be you, Orion,
myself,
Auntie Cindy,
Orion,
and
Susan.
And Susan. Wow. Okay. So that's some really
Bloody
great,
Mary
great people. And Bloody Mary is going to be holding a seance.
A seance, and she may be doing a dolly class.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't remember. But for sure, the seance. And
right.
I think, you know, she's really close friends with O'Ryan, and she really helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In setting all this up last year, because this is our second year doing this, and I think she kind of opened the way for us to get in there and get things going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Well, one more thing that you're part of, and I'm just going to put in a brief moments on this. Halloween is also the opening day for HoodooPsychics.com, and you're part of that too.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is.
So HoodooPsychics.com is a group of people who are associated with AIR, affiliates with AIR, who have decided to start a psychic hotline, just like the psychic hotlines that are full of scammers, but we're going to have a psychic hotline that's for real. And HoodooPsychics.com goes live on Halloween. And the number that we're going to have to call, don't call this number today, but I got to tell you, it's such a good number. It's 1-888-4-HOODOO, 1-888-4-HOODOO. And when you call that number, you'll be connected to people from AIR who are part of Hoodoo Psychics. Now, not everybody in AIR is a part of Hoodoo Psychics, but there are 15 of us who are. Mama Star, Conjurman Ollie, Deacon Millett, and Auntie Cindy. I don't want to get to all the names, but there's 15 of us, and we are doing this as an experiment. It's the only psychic line where you'll be able to also get root work advice, because if you've ever been to any of the other psychic lines, you know you cannot get root work advice. And we also offer, if you sign up for the psychic line and you want to have root work done, we're, again, unlike the other psychic lines, you can arrange to call somebody back and do a whole other thing with them under a different payment plan, not by the minute, for them to do root work for you. Okay? So we're just starting it. Dr. E is our graphic designer, and huge kudos to Dr. E for bringing this thing together and putting it together, and to Deacon Millett, who's the project manager. Halloween. It opens on Halloween.
Okay. And it's a great opportunity for people to get, you know, on the phone readings, you know, whenever they need it. A lot of the times, given that there's only a small number of us at AIR, we tend to be booked in advance. I know that I am myself, and Lama Star and yourself, we tend to be on our phone readings booked in advance quite a bit. But now when we have the free time, we'll be available right on Hoodoo Psychics, and you can get on-demand calls with your favorite root worker, your favorite reader. So it's very exciting. Very exciting project.
Yeah. It's gonna be wonderful. Brother Vanderson is another one who's in on it. Valentina Burton. The price per minute, from my point of view, it's higher. If you want an instant reading from me, you're gonna pay a higher price per minute. But if you want a pre-schedule with me, I'm just telling you from experience, you're gonna be waiting 2 to 4 weeks for a call with me. You're booked up in advance too, Star, right?
Yes.
So this is a way for people to pay a little more, but they'll get you right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
And a lot of folks want that instant, you know?
They want
that instant reading, so this gives them a chance to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 1-888-4-HOODOO. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO. That starts tomorrow, Halloween. All right. So let's go to our first caller. Now, the way this thing works, Tammy Lee sets it all up. So take it away, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Scott. Melissa Mokahoodie Root Work Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali. And this week's special guest, Mama Star, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at www.lucky.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial it in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code. And if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. It's time to go to the phones, and we'll take our first caller. And our first caller is from area code 319. That's 319 from Portland, Oregon. And this is...
Hello?
Hi. We've got Archaic Honey, also Hag of Nadiri. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, Nadiri. Great. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I'm
going to
go ahead and read the synopsis of your case for our host, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she writes, I've been with my fiancé for 4 years now. We both love each other deeply and are very committed to our relationship. We hit a rough patch about 3 years ago, and we almost left each other, but we worked through it, often tell each other that it was working through those rough times that brought us closer together. After the rough patch, I have had a little desire to have sex with him. But I want to have sex with him, and he's very attractive, and I love the man. I've tried tricks to bring my desire for him, but nothing has worked. I'm a young woman. I do not suffer from a low libido. It's driving me insane. Whatever, we're being intimate with each other. I literally feel sexual blockage for him and on me. Did I jinx myself? Sometimes I wonder if a man from my past may have put something on me. I've done reconciliation work, Kiss Me Now, a honey jar for myself, and I do candle work. I'm at my wit's end. If it's possible, I'd like to a reading and also know what caused the blockage and how to get rid of it. I'm a very late Aries, and he is also an Aries. I need my sexual fire back for him. Turning it back over to you.
All right. Well, yes, an Aries without their sexuality is a sad little Aries indeed. So, the question you have is kind of in two parts. So I'm going to do a bit of a reading, and then Star is going to do some reading, and then Ali will come in with some ideas for remediation, and then we'll all pitch in. Okay, that's the way it's going to work. So I'm going to do a little three-card cut on this situation. I guess the question is, did someone block you, and how can you get out of that blockage? Okay. So the first card I have, and I'm using the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot, and this is going to be what we call an old three-card cut. Okay. So the first card that I have is the Six of Cups. Now, this is a card that shows a little brother and a sister together, or little children. We could just say children playing together. And they have six cups, which stand for hearts or love. And in those cups, there are jasmine flowers, which stand for psychic connections. And they're inside a courtyard. And also, there's a pedestal on which one of the cups is sitting. And that pedestal has a shield, and the shield is engraved with a big X, a crossroads. This tells me that because of the pain that you've suffered in the past, you have reverted to wanting to be like brother and sister. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. It does not show a curse. It does not show a curse. Now, what it does show is a crossroads. And there's also a person standing guard. He's dressed like one of the old Swiss guards of the papal soldiers. And he's got his back turned to these children. He's guarding them. These kids are real protected. They're in a courtyard. They've got a guard. And the little girl even has big old clumsy garden mittens on so she doesn't get herself messed up. So you've put on too many layers of protection. Okay?
Mm.
We might call that guard the super ego there. We could just... whatever. But I don't see a curse. I see really what you've done is you've kind of protected yourself in a little bit too much. Okay?
Mm.
Now, the crossroads tells me that the one way to do this is to get out of this with a a crossroads ceremony. But we're going to get to that in a moment. The second card is a card that tells me that you do have some potential here for change and for things getting better. You're not stuck. It's called the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is a card that shows a cloud coming out of a sky. The hand of God comes out of the cloud, and the hand of God is holding a big old stick with little leaves. It's bursting into leaf. And down in the background in the distance, we see a little castle and some streams and pretty little trees. And this is a card of health, vitality, and vigor. In fact, it's a card of fire, and you are a fire sign. But it also shows springtime comes again. The old club of wood bursts into leaf, bursts into new life. But it is always intimately connected with your physical health. So I have to ask you, physically, are you healthy now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So there's nothing holding you back physically, but this tells me that you might want to be doing something that's going to be physically strengthening to you, exercising, eating right, the kind of things that normally come with this Ace of Wands. Also, Ace of Wands is activity, intellectual activity. The third card, a very good card, Three of Cups, we have the Three Graces celebrating, and everybody's happy. It looks like it turns out well. But there's also something of note here. There are three women. And this might say to me that you might want to have work with other women. I'm not talking about having women lovers on the side or going to bars with women and drinking cups of wine. But what I'm saying is if you want a root worker to work with you, it should be a woman, probably someone young like you, your age. And this is there's a celebration here, and it's a celebration that's a festivity. Okay, so there's something here to celebrate, and it will come to pass. So let's go back to the idea of the crossroads. It tells me you need to do some kind of work. The Ace of Wands says this can come back to life. You are not cursed. It's just that you got too protective. You need to break out of that, and you need to celebrate the love that you have, and your sex life will come back. Okay? Now, let's turn it over to Star and see what Mama Star has to say.
Okay, I'm going to be using my pendulum, Queen Elizabeth root, because I don't read tarot cards. So I'm going to either use the Queen Elizabeth root, the jar of blue water that I have, or my crystal ball. But right now we're going to use the pendulum. Are there blocks in her way? Okay, she does have blocks. And Kat, while you was reading for her, I was also picking up, and you're right, she has blocks, but they're self-blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically agree with everything that you said because you hit the nail right on the head. These mm-hmm. are restraints that she's put on herself by putting up too much protection, and she's actually protected herself from anything getting in, even him. So I totally agree with what you've told her.
All right. So when you use a pendulum, let me just quickly ask that, because everyone loves to listen to the show to hear how we read. When mm-hmm. you use a pendulum, it's a Queen Elizabeth root on a string.
Well, I have a Queen Elizabeth root pendulum, and then I have an old key pendulum that I've had since I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen Elizabeth root. A pendulum is not quite that old. It's about 15 years old, the Queen Elizabeth
mm-hmm.
root is. It looks like who done it and what for, but it always reads true.
Do you ever give your pendulums names? I do.
Well, I actually call this one Lizzie, and I'm going to tell you why, because I think that it has my aunt. I think that it has her spirit in it. Her name was Queen Elizabeth. My aunt was.
Wow.
That's
wow.
what my grandma named her. And wow. every time I hold this pendulum, you know, because I'll hold mine and talk to it up to my mouth, you know, to keep it going, and I feed it. And every time I talk to it, I see my Aunt Queen. So I call her Lizzie. You know, I could be off the beaten path, but I do believe that that's got the spirit of my Aunt Queen Elizabeth in it.
Right. Right. Well, what I have one of them, and I'm going to tell you, I have one of them that's made of onyx stone, and the name of that one, it told me its name. Its name is Cutie. Cutie, Cutie. I said, what'll I call you? Just call me Cutie.
Right.
And that's my little stone pendulum. I have other ones, too, but that's the one with the funny, and I do name them all, so I don't see anything funny in that. I name them all, but Cutie is the weirdest name I've got for a pendulum. All right. Well, I just wanted to cover that.
I think it gives you a link, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's a spiritual link. All right.
We think alike, Kat.
Well, people think we're funny, but I just wanted people to know how we work.
Right.
All right. So, Ollie, now what are we going to do for Hag of Nidri?
Hello, Hag of Nidri. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. What I see here is that we're going to do, given the reading that both Lama Star and Miss Ketty, there's a two-pronged approach to this. First, we need to take down those barriers that you put up. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a self-inflicted curse, but I would say that it is self-inflicted barriers. What you've done is you've knotted yourself up, you've tied yourself up, and you're in this little protective area where no one can reach you. And in order for your sex life to once more be restored, you need to be able to be touched by your lover. You know, and I mean touch. I'm not talking a physical touch. I'm talking spirit deep touch, where the two of you are joined together in the act of sex. So the first thing we want to do is we're going to do a love uncrossing. What I would recommend is taking some rue, agrimony, and rose petals and brewing that into a tea and washing yourself with that over the course of 7 days while praying that all matters of the heart be cleansed, that all blocks when it comes to love and passion and desire be removed. This is a great, great little bath that works every single time for love troubles. I use this before reconciliation cases. I use this when the passion is dying out. I use it whenever I sense that there might be some type of blockage in the way of fulfilling love. You brew that into tea over 7 days, you wash downward, and you pray sincerely from your heart, Lord, uncross me, Lord, remove all blocks that keep me from finding happiness, Lord, remove all obstacles that keep me from finding true love, okay? And you do that for 7 days, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing that you want to do is you want to restore that ability of you to feel, and this is going to be done by a candle and a mojo hand that you're going to put underneath your bed to restore those conjugal relations. What you want to do is you want to get a lover's candle, and you can find these at Lucky Mojo. They're two lovers entwined together, and they're kissing, and it's very passionate, and it's red. And you want to dress that with fires of love and love me. Now, it's important that you add not just the passion, but you add love me, because you want the emotions there as well, because this is an emotional block, not a physical one. You dress it and with joint sexual fluid, and you light that and make love to light it with the love of that, with the light of that candle going, all right, while it's basking. For the mojo hand, what you want to do is you want to take a cowrie shell, dress it with your sexual fluid, get a raccoon penis, and you want to dress it with his sexual fluid. You want to get Dixie John, you want to get cherry bark, you want to get a little bit of ginger, put rose petals and juniper and cuba berries. You want both of those, okay? You put that in your mojo hand, and you dress that with that fires of love. You put a little bit of your sexual fluids on the cowrie shell and his on the kundong, and then you place that under your bed so that your bed will constantly, constantly be saturated with that loving energy, with the spirit of passion, and that will help restore the passion in your love life, because you have no issues with it being attractive, man. You're very attractive, man. But what you need is to be able to let go. That's the issue. The bath will help you let go. It's calming, it's soothing, it helps soothe out those turbulent waters and help unclench you. Then the candlelight will restore the passion, while the mojo hand will ensure that you two are joined together in bonds of fidelity, love, and passion. Okay? Does that sound like it's making sense to you?
Yes, that sounds very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. I'm
going to make another suggestion, and this gets off the track of hoodoo, but this has to do with what is sometimes called Chinese sexual alchemy, in which I am no expert except for, I learn by doing. And, you know, sexual practices are the most fun to practice. There are some texts, some of them hundreds of years old, from Chinese sexual alchemy that will give you some ideas of how to set up the bedroom or the house in such a way as to naturally align. It's kind of the feng shui of sex, okay? But basically, just basically, the east, when you look to the east, if you lie in the bed and you look to the east, you are looking toward the male altar. If the, if you look to the west, you're looking to the female altar. Female is a tiger, male is a dragon. That's Chinese. You don't have to. If you look to the north, according to Chinese sexual alchemy, you're looking to your ancestors, those who have brought you to where you are. And if you look to the south, you're looking to what they call the pleasure garden. Okay? If you can set up your bedroom in such a way that you have things on those walls, in other words, on the eastern wall, something male, on the western wall, something female, at the north, something of the ancestors, at the south, hopefully a window onto the pleasure garden, if not, a picture of a beautiful garden. That is considered by Chinese sexual alchemists the ideal place to put the bed in the middle of that. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I have written an article about it. It's online at my LuckyMojo.com site. If you go to the section of Lucky Mojo on sacred sex, you'll find a lot of interesting things about sacred sex, and also an article that my husband Nagashiva and I wrote about maintaining sexual desire and beauty in a partnership that's not, you know, it's a partnership that's a fidelitous partnership. And one of the things we talk about is that attempt we made to adapt these Chinese sexual alchemy bedroom layouts. Just a piece of advice, okay?
All right, thank you.
All righty. Okay, well, thanks for being a caller, and good luck to you, and we think you're going to succeed. Looks like you're going to do well.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Miss Tammy Lee, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Miss Kat. And the Lucky Mojo Rootwork Hour is brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Lucky Mojo manufactures and distributes all the paraphernalia of hoodoo and conjure, including anointing oils, sachet powders and incense, crystal salts for spiritual baths and floral wash, herbs, resins, waters and colognes, roots, zoological and mineral curios, books, candles, and religious goods, folklore and amulets, talismans and charms. Drop by if you're in the area, or find us online at LuckyMojo.com. Now let's return to those callers who've signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum. And our next caller is Rose720, calling from area code 267 from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Are you there, Rose?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case, okay?
Thank you.
And Rose writes, I feel as though I've been crossed. I don't know if something has been done on me or my family line. I can never seem to get ahead in my career, finances, or love. This also affects my sister and my first cousins on my mother's side. It seems like every time I get to the point where I'm about to have a breakthrough, I hit a wall. I've been studying Miss Kat's book and reviewing the pages on the Lucky Mojo website, but I need more insight. Help and thanks. Turning it back over to you.
Okay, so let's have Ali do a reading on this, and I will follow up, and then Star will be prescribing root work for you.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the tarot cards, and I'll pull a few cards on your situation to see if you are crossed. The first card that I get here, and this is the past, and it talks about the root of the situation that you're currently facing, is the Knight of Swords. And this is a very interesting knight. Unlike the other knights in this deck, this is the only knight that is full-on charging in the card. He's warlike. He has his arm raised with a sword. The wind is whipping up his cape and tabard. His horse looks like it's running at breakneck speed. And even in the background, you see the trees in the desert actually being tossed by the wind. this tells me that there is something in your past, some force in your past that is holding you back, that's causing tension and conflict in your life. What I sense is that this force is reaching from the past and creating that block, creating this energy that is at its best chaotic. I mean, if you take the Knight of Swords and you put it next to, you know, the Knight of Wands, the Knight of Pentacles, and the Knight of Cups, it's a stark contrast. The other knight seems so serene. Even the fiery Knight of Wands is very serene in comparison to that Knight of Swords. So this is chaos right here. This is what this Knight of Swords is telling me, is that you have someone in your past who's reached out and caused this conflict for you. The sense that I'm getting here, since this is very much in the past, is this might be either a jealous rival in your past, or that it's connected specifically to your bloodline. The red in this card is very sticking out for me, and that's telling me that a generational curse is very much possible in this particular situation. It is connected to your mother's side of the family. Okay? So I do get that sense here that it's connected to your mother's side of the family. Looking forward, what I see is the Six of Wands, and this shows, interestingly, both of these characters are on horses. The Knight of Swords is going towards the past. You know, he's going towards the left, whereas the Six of Wands, he's on a horse, and he's going forward into the future. He has a staff in his hand with a wreath of success around it, and around him are his friends walking in a parade. What this tells me is that this situation is going to require a support team. It's going to require the help of your family. It's going to It's going to require the help of ancestors, and more importantly, you might consider getting a root worker involved in this situation. You're going to need help in order to become victorious, but you do have the potential to be victorious. This Knight of Swords is creating tension and chaos in your life, but it can be overcome. And the final card that we get is the Four of Wands, and this shows four wands, four staves in the foreground with garland hanging from them, and two people in the background celebrating. It's often considered to be the celebration of harvest, the celebration of a marriage. You can be successful in this. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort. You're going to have to plant the seeds for your success. You're going to have to tend them. You're going to have to nurture them and then wait for them to grow. I sense that time-wise, that this is going to be probably taking you roughly until the beginning of next year before you start to get a real serious breakthrough. But it can be done. You're going to need support. You're going to need help. You're going to need the assistance of a root worker and possibly your ancestors who can come in and remove these crossed conditions that have been reaching from the past and holding you back. All right, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
It does. Now, do you suspect who it possibly could have been that did this work against you or your family?
I really, really don't know, but I know it's
right.
It's going back some years, probably
right.
Even before I was even born.
Yeah.
That's
I'm getting
what
that Knight of Swords is very clearly, you know, indicating that this is from your far past. It might very
it's
well
from the
be.
Past.
That. Yeah, tied to the blood and generational. So let's turn it over and see what my colleagues see in regards to this situation, okay?
All right. Well, I have a slightly different take on it, but there's some similarities. What I'm going to do is read bones, all right? So I've thrown the bones while this was being discussed. Now, I need to explain. I use a human skull bowl that I keep my bones in. I have many bones. And in keeping with old-style Sangoma bone reading traditions, I don't only use bones. There will be other things in here. We call them bones, but they may be nuts, shells, even man-made objects. I don't, for a short reading like this, I do not throw them all. I simply reach in, grab some, and I toss them. So I've done that, and then I look at the picture as if it were a tea leaf reading or a bone reading. So what I have is a very creepy picture at the beginning. It's fallen into sort of two pictures. At the top is a weasel jaw. This is a jaw of a weasel. It has teeth. And underneath it is a python's rib bone. In between is a shell that's called the operculum or cat's eye shell. It looks like a big green and brown eye. So what I'm looking at, it looks like a screaming horror eye. There are teeth coming down on it where it would be on eyelashes, and there's a python's rib strangling it from below. Not good. This is an old, an extremely powerful curse, and there's only one little way out. In other words, it's all kind of closed in. Right below it, a lion bone is there. Now, this is a bone from a real lion, an actual lion, and it's crossed by a little tiny a key that I have that's just fallen across it. So this says you need a helper, just what Ali said. You need a somebody who's a strong, powerful, someone with the strong grip of a lion who can raise you up out of this thing. And the key, they're going to have to open the door for you. And then between these two, there is a little dice. It's a bone dice from China, and it fell with five upward. So it's a five-spot pattern, which says to me, do some magic. And also nestled in with the dice is a little rattlesnake backbone, a rattlesnake vertebra, and that is a symbol of gaining your spine, not letting anyone tread on you, being protected, being strong and striking back. Okay. So what I see is you have been totally, I mean, this thing with the jaw over the eye is just gross. And then, but the lion bone and the key and the rattlesnake vertebra and the little five spots say that you can come back, but you will need someone with the strength of a lion to help you. Maybe someone who is a Leo or who works like a Leo. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So, Star, what do you see that she can do?
Well, first off, I think she's already had some cleansings and stuff done. Is that correct, darling?
I've been doing some things on my own. From Miss Cat's book.
And they work for a little while and then it's right back, correct?
Correct.
Yes. I agree with Kat. You do need some powerful cleansing and cutting clearing. And your ancestors also need to be contacted. And you're going to need them. Sometimes when we have a cross condition like this, you have to have your ancestors come and assist you. When I'm working on clients that have really bad conditions, I call on my own ancestors because some of them were good healers. And if you can heal, then you can cut and clear and you can cleanse people. But I do agree with Kat. You're going to have some strong work. But to go along with that work, you're going to have faith that the work is working. I think mm-hmm. that when you do these cleansings, this is what I was picking up off of Kat's bones. When you do these cleansings, they work for a little while, but then something will happen, and then you yourself think, oh, my God, it's back again. Is that correct?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because when Kat was talking, she was into you and I was into her, and I was picking up on her voice. So like mm-hmm. Kat said, you've got to have a strong worker to help you, but you also have to know and have faith in that worker's ability, that they know what they're doing and they have the power through your mm-hmm. ancestors and theirs to get this thing settled up for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm seeing here, too, is, I mean, You had written, this also affects my sister and my first cousins on my mother's side.
Right.
And it seems like every time I'm about to have a breakthrough, I hit a wall. You need a guide. You're doing good for yourself, but you need almost like what we might call a spiritual counselor or magical coach to help you. You do have a good reading ability on yourself. I have a feeling that you do have some psychic talents and you do have some root working gifts, but you might want to work with somebody. That lion's bone, it's from a lion's foot bone, is a really one of the, it's the strongest bone I've got in my set. When it comes up, I know you want to hit that thing with full force, with the full force of someone to help you. And the key also says to me, that this is going to unlock doing this work. It's going to open up a new world for you, and it's going to be kind of a little scary because it'll be the first time you've been without this thing, without this curse on you. that's kind of, that's like opening up, you know, it's like kind of like in The Wizard of Oz when, you know, all of a sudden it's all in color, you know what I mean? You got to be prepared for that. You got to go, whoa, that's going to be really different because you've been carrying this thing, like you said, from before you were born.
Absolutely. It's interesting because in the forum they ask, you know, if Mama Star is a Leo with that lion bone that comes up, and if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me on this, you're a Leo, right?
I'm a Leo. I was born at midnight.
There you go. So, you know, you're looking for a powerful helper, someone who's talented at cleansing work and help with the ancestors and is, a, you know, a lioness. And
a Leo.
Yeah.
Mama Star right there, you know. So it's synchronicity at its best. So you might want to consider contacting Mama Star after the radio show and seeing if she'd be able to assist, you know, if she has the time and is available. But yeah, absolutely, you're going to need a powerful root worker like Mama Star to get involved. And your ancestors, you know, that Six of Wands and that Lion's Bone, ancestors got to play a big role in removing that blood curse, that generational curse that I see.
I was going to say something about that too. You like I said, might almost be illegal, but I don't want to speak for Mama Star. But there are, and of course there are other root workers who are Leos, but she comes to mind as the most Leo of my Leo friends.
Thank you.
I mean, you've got that toughness, you know. Like,
well,
a,
I'm a true Leo.
Yeah.
You know, I am a true Leo. And I learned to do healing work and cleansing work first before I learned the conjure aspect of it. But, Kat, I want to ask you something about this. When you were throwing your bones, did you feel like this all comes from a male ancestor of hers?
Well,
I get
you know,
that.
Yeah, and there's something else with that. The way that thing looked, if you could see the picture, I mean, I probably should just be able to post pictures of them, but the way that weasel bone, that weasel jawbone came down over it, and is like biting down on that eye, it's almost as if that person is trying to conceal what they've done. I mean, or did conceal what they've done.
Yeah,
it's hidden. It's deep. It's hidden. And the python rib is strangling. And that always means that, you know, choking off your life. In other words, so it's not like a direct hit, like go have a heart attack now or go run your truck into the freeway wall. It's just a strangling that's going on. It's interesting to me that the response to it, though, the way out of it, is the rattlesnake vertebrae. So we have a python that strangles, and we have a rattlesnake that strikes. And so what has to happen is some courage, some strike back has to happen, because this has been a long time coming. Yeah, it very well may be a male ancestor.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting, too, because it says here in her post that she said sisters and cousins on her mother's side. So that's the female line that has been affected.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we often find that when one line curses the other, they, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So that's how I see it, yeah. So let me ask you some questions, Rose. You said you've been doing some bathings and stuff and stuff like that. I'm going to ask you, have you used things like Chinese wash to cleanse your house?
I actually just ordered the Chinese wash. I do have it. I've been just trying my best to clear unnecessary stuff that I have in the house that I really don't want out before doing a huge major cleaning from top to bottom, back to front.
Okay. Good. Chinese wash is your friend. Just trust me on that one. You can also use it in your bath if you have to. Or some people will use Van because it doesn't have any soap in it, similar to Chinese wash. Have you done any kind of bathing with any of the old herbs like Wahoo or a 13-herb bath or any of those kind of uncrossing bath, anything like that?
I do have the 13-herb, but I have not started yet.
Okay. All right, honey. You're going to have to be doing those things. When you find a person to work with, whether it's Star or someone else, tell them what you've got and that you're prepared and have them coach you on how to do it, including how to stand, what prayers to say, okay? You need help is what I'm getting here, okay? You have a gift, by the way.
One herb I've got, I have to throw this out there that I'm getting that you really should work with, in addition to wonderful suggestions that Kat gives, is nettle. Because the idea of that rattlesnake, you know, rattlesnake vertebrae that's biting, that's stinging, and nettle is often called, if I'm not mistaken, stinging nettle. So I'm getting that nettle, stinging nettle is going to be really good for this type of jinx and uncrossing work that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's excellent, Ollie. That's a good thought. I'm going to tell you another one that's real strange and old, and strangely old. We sell this in the shop. It comes out of Mexico. It's called rattlesnake salt. You know what that is? Star, you've heard of rattlesnake salt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is salt that's made by, chopping up rattlesnakes and setting them with salt in them and then taking the salt off. It's also sometimes called rattlesnake sperm viper incense. It is not incense. It is rattlesnake salt. It's real old. We're talking old school Mexican remedy, and you might want to work with that too. Rattlesnake sperm viper incense, but it's really rattlesnake salt. We sell it. It comes from Mexico. It's very strong stuff. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you
and
so much.
And that can be used. That's used for protection and to get yourself, going. Now, someone in the chat room said, I thought nettle was poisonous. No, nettle is not poisonous. Stinging nettle will sting you when it's fresh, but if you dry it, it does not sting you anymore. However, it still maintains the symbology of stinging, but you can actually make a tea out of it, nettle tea, and you can actually bathe in it or drink it. And some people like it. Depends on how bitter they make the tea. But no, nettle is not poisonous. All right. Well, thanks for being a guest, and I hope we've given you things to help you. And
you have. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck, darling.
All right. Okay, Tammy.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Hero Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling from New Jersey, area code 862. This is Star Sky Lady, 862 from New Jersey. Star Sky Lady, are you there?
Yes,
welcome
I am.
Welcome to the show. Hi. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case. Star Sky Lady writes, I have had many problems in my life being successful in love and money. I can't keep a relationship, and I feel that I've been hexed. Every time I think I have found the right one, there's always some kind of interference that keeps me from enjoying a healthy and fulfilling relationship. I've also been dealing with unnatural illnesses for many years. I'd like to know how I can remove these obstacles and what products I should use. I have a long line of relatives with the same problem, and I'm starting to believe that this is a family curse. Turning it back over to you.
All right. So this time we're going to Star is going to read for Star Sky Lady, and Ollie can back up that reading, and I will try to do some root work remediation, and then we'll all pitch in. Okay.
Hey, Kat, what was the question? I couldn't hardly hear what Tammy Lee was saying.
I know. I was getting an echo, too, and I'm hearing a lot of static.
Perhaps
the echo has started since the caller came on. Perhaps, Nagashiva, you could mute her, and we can carry on and then call her back in to talk with her, okay? She said she's had many problems in her life being successful in love and money, cannot keep her relationships, feels she's been hexed. Every time she thinks she's found the right one, there's always interference, and we're getting interference on the phone. Keeps enjoying a healthy and fulfilling relationship. Also been dealing with unnatural illnesses for many years. Would like to know how to remove the obstacles, what products to use. A long line of relatives with the same problem, starting to believe it's a family curse. Interestingly enough, This is quite similar to our last call, but I'm getting a very different tone off of it, aren't you, Star?
Yes, so am I. I'm not sure that it's a family curse. I'm going to use the pendulum. We're going to use the key this time. I'm going first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going to say a little prayer, y'all, because I want to make sure that I get this exactly. I call on my ancestors and all the powers. Let me see exactly what's going on with this caller. And her name is Star.
Star Sky Lady.
Oh, Star Sky Lady. Okay, Pendulum. Does Star Sky Lady have a family curse? Absolutely not. Does she have blocks? She does. Is this what you're picking up, Kat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she does have blocks. And I think that she needs some serious cleansing. Because this pendulum, as I'm speaking, it's going crazy. So I would say that it's not a family curse, but she does need some serious cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's laying out next?
Oh, now Ollie's going to do a little reading, hon. How are you going to read, hon?
I've done some bibliomancy, and I've opened up to a verse here. And it's 2 Chronicles 29, verse 35. And it says, "And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order." I am getting here through this that no, it isn't a family curse, but that there's her house needs to be put back in order. There are blocks, as Mama Star says and picked up accurately with her pendulum. There are things that are not at peace and need to be put at peace. Offerings need to be made, peace, water, things like that, and her house needs to be put back in order. I'm sensing that this is what we call, not a crossing work or a deliberate act against you, Star Lady. It's not your family that's cursed, but rather the average run-of-the-mill muck that builds up in life. Evil eye, the messes that we step in life, but nothing that's actually affecting your family in the form of a curse or crossing. This is just a matter of things are a little chaotic in your life, things are out of order, and now need to be put back into order. Things need to be restored to equilibrium. And then once you get that slate clean, once you level that playing field, then the natural state of success, abundance, would come into being. Does that make sense to you? I think she's actually muted. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's muted because we were getting a big echo.
Gotcha. So that's where I'm getting, Kat. It's not that she's cursed, but that things need to be put back in order, that you need to tend to the house, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to add a couple of things here. In the chat room, Miss Angela said how her family never seems to get ahead and they live from paycheck to paycheck, and she wants to know if that's a family curse. Is that what we mean by a family curse? No, that is not what we mean by a family curse. Usually when there's a family curse, we're talking about a series of strange and very tragic events. For instance, I'm going to give you a couple of examples just as, so that people understand the difference, and maybe Scar Lady will understand the difference also between a family that doesn't get ahead and a family that's been cursed. I did a reading for a lady. Her grandparents had 10 children, 5 boys, 5 girls. All the girls' babies died. That's a family curse.
Mm-hmm.
The boys had babies and everything was fine. And in this family, there was people with a lot of diseases of the reproductive organs. All right, that's a family curse.
Yep.
I've read for people where 3 people in 1 year died in car accidents, separate car accidents, and none of them drunk, just all got hit by drunks. That's a family curse. Okay, so when we see a curse like that, we know usually, and it doesn't always involve death, but it can be very severe. People with depression, whole family with it, people with ghosts in the house. Those are family curses. But a family that doesn't get ahead, it can be they're just unlucky, and that's different.
Right.
All right. But I hope that answers that question, because it really is different. Now, to go back to Star Sky Lady and what can be done, you use bibliomancy, Ali, and for those who don't know, what that means to open the Bible up, pray over it, open the Bible up, and read the passage that you get. And I'd like you to read that passage again. You said it was from Chronicles?
It was Second Chronicles, verse 35.
Verse 35. Second Chronicles, verse 35. Read it for me one more time.
All right, and it is, and also the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order.
All right, so there's, not only does it say that she has to set her house in order, which is how Ali read it as a reading, but it even gives us how to do it.
Exactly.
It tells us about incenses. Right?
Offering.
It tells us about peace offerings. It's pretty much all right there, burnt offerings. So what I'm going to recommend that is that you do a cleansing and that you also undertake a series of what are called suffumigations or fumigations of your home. Now, the things that you can use for that vary by culture to culture, and whatever suits you is going to be what you use. I'm not going to push one down on you versus another. Someone says, oh, it's the house. I will burn sandalwood stick incense. And another one says, I will burn Nag Champa. Another one says, I will burn sage. And another one says, I will burn pine needles or pine resin or copal, or I will only burn frankincense and myrrh. Whatever it is, or you can experiment with them. Dragon's blood is another good one. I want you to do incense offerings, and it's because it says it right there in the Bible, and that's what you need to do. Also, you're going to be cleansing your house. And then, also, I would like you to drink some teas that are for internal cleansing.
Yeah.
So these are not, you know, well, you could even go to an herb store and just buy something called detox tea, and it'll probably be some herb tea that will be loosen you up a little bit. And that probably will be good because most of those are magical herbs that are used in those detox teas. Or we mentioned nettle before for the other lady. Nettle is a good one. It's not a laxative or anything like that, but it's very good for cleaning you out. But I'm going to recommend another little thing too, which is that you make yourself a tonic. Because of these incense and the peace and all these things that are kind of going around, I'd like you to make yourself a bit of a tonic to drink that would have in it some healthful and cleansing herbs. And if you read my green book, Hoodoo Urban Root Magic, you'll find whole lists of this. I don't need to get into them. And the other one is peace water, peace offerings.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be, after you cleanse the home, I want you to use peace water around the home and bring peace to the place. You literally need to set your life in order, your house in order, and put yourself at peace. Okay? Does anyone else, Ali or Star, do you have any other things that we'd recommend that she do?
Just to throw this out. Butch Comer on the forums was talking about Van, and he's absolutely right. I think sprinkling Van around the house or washing the house with Van or even burning Van incense is going to help. I think that's going to be great. What do you think, Mama Star?
Oh, I think that all the ingredients that have been given is fabulous, but I think that she also needs to claim the work.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to claim it as hers and know that it's done.
Yeah.
So much of Chandra is having the right mindset, you know, that unshakable faith. You're absolutely right, Mama Star. You have to know that the work is done.
She has to know that the minute that she does these steps that you and Kat gave her to do, that it's over and done with. It's done. It's a done deal. It's finished.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to move forward from there and be very prosperous.
I'm going to mention one other thing, too. She had mentioned unnatural illnesses, dealing with unnatural illnesses. And so, Star Sky Lady, I'm going to give you one other piece of advice, and this has to do also with making yourself a tonic. A very old remedy for dealing with an unnatural illness is to take a silver dime. Now, this should be a dime made of real silver. So a mercury dime, you could use a Roosevelt dime. Do not use one of those dimes that's copper clad with silver color. You need to get an old dime. Dimes are made with ridges around them. You're going to go down to the hardware store and buy yourself a metal file, flat metal file. You're going to have this silver dime. And you're going to go around the dime with your file, and you're going to file all the ridges off. Now you just, the dime that no longer has ridges, you can just keep it as a little lucky token, or you can bury it, or you can do whatever you want to. But you just want those filings, the dime filings. And you're going to take those, and you're going to heat them up in milk, cow milk. If you could get milk from a black cow, so much the better, but you can't, so we're just going to say cow milk. And you're going to take that. It's not going to make anything poisonous. The silver's just going to sit there in the milk, but that's a very old way to do it. You warm the milk up, sprinkle the dime filings in, they'll go to the bottom. Pour the milk off and drink that warm milk. If you want to put a little nettle tea into, you know, mix it with a little nettle tea, you can. You'll probably curdle the milk, though. So I would do them separate. I would not do them together. But you want to drink that milk that has been, and don't boil it all hard, just bring it up to a simmer, that's been made that way with the silver dime filings is a very old traditional way to get rid of and natural illnesses. And it's been used for generations and has been found to be very, very valuable. Okay? So any other ideas for unnatural illnesses, Mama Star?
No, I think you got it, Kat. I would just add to that, while she's letting that milk with that silver in there simmer, that she would pray Psalms 23 over it three times.
Good. That's right.
Yep. But other than that, I think that's great advice.
Yeah, it's an old one, and I've known it to work very well. Another thing when you have unnatural illnesses, the Wahoo bath. But you have to have someone that to administer to you, usually. So if you can't find that one, then, you know, whatever. Joseph Magnuson in the radio show chat room asked, do you toss the ridges after using them? Well, Joseph, that's a good question. It depends on how frugal you are. I've known people to save them, dry them out, rinse them off with water, and use them again. So depends on, you know, or do you use a fresh dime every time? As a conjure doctor myself, if I have a client, I'm only going to use those things for that client. I'm not going to be using the same old silver ridges for different clients. I would not mix and match them. But I might keep them on the side in case that client needed it again, a few doses of it. So, and if you do it for yourself, be as frugal as you feel. Be as right as you feel. If you feel that you're done with those ridges and you got them done and all that silver is gone, you can take them and you can take the filed off dime to a crossroads and let them go. That's just a good way to just sprinkle them. They're gone. Okay? Good question. Thank you, Joseph. Joseph says he saves them. Well, there you go. See, that's a one way to work, and that's fine too. All right. Well, thank you very much, Star Sky Lady, and I'm sorry we couldn't have your voice back on, but you were causing our phones to cut up. So, but I hope we were able to help, and I think we gave you some really good plan of action. Be sure, like Star said, claim your work.
Yep.
All right, Ms. Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat. And we have approximately 18 minutes left in the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archived podcast in iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it a lot. To be scheduled to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. If your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and root work consultation with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com and Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com. And this week's special guest, Mama Star of OldStyleConjure.com. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Now let's go to our callers who've signed up to be on the air, and our next client is Miss Angela, and Miss Angela is calling from area code 580, that's 580, from Lawton, Oklahoma. Miss Angela?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Hi.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And Miss Angela, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Financially, Thank you. Financially unstable, tired of being broke, living paycheck to paycheck. Seems like my whole family is financially unstable. Always been this way since a child. Not super poor to where I don't have nothing, but just tired of the struggle of not having enough. My whole check goes to rent and bills, none extra. Seems I'm always in a bind. I almost got evicted for non-payment of rent, but I got a loan just in time to pay, but now I'm stuck with the payment. Turning it back over to you.
Miss Angela, we have a theme going today. So,
right.
You know, I just have to say something here, you know, because people who will listen to this show in the archives, and thousands of people over the years will listen to the show in the archives, people always say, oh, you psychic readers, I bet it's all just love, 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 love. But that ain't true. And this day proves it. We had one call about love, but we've had our theme for the day is whole families that are kind of left behind the curve. Now, you didn't ask if you have a family curse, but you still have something similar, which is a whole family that has had economic troubles, is, you know, behind the eight ball, doesn't get what other families get, doesn't do as well. And you are trying to dig your way out of it. So I've got to give you credit for that. You are trying to do. Now, have you ever done any kind of root work or things like that to help yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I've lit candles and stuff like that. My last one that I did was to St. Jude. I did that because I've always heard that he's for desperate situations, and I was about to get evicted out of my house, so I did St. Jude, and I got the money that I needed for my rent and stuff. So
St. Jude?
Yes, I did, and I posted on the forum and all that. Yeah, I did.
Good. All right. Because St. Jude likes to be thanked when he comes through.
Yes.
All right. So may I ask you a question? What sign of the zodiac are you?
Pisces.
A Pisces. All right. So Pisces is a sign that is symbolized by two fishes, a watery sign, a mystical sign, and a sign of people who are often easily damaged by the what we call slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Pisces are one of the two most vulnerable to what we might just call bad psychic energy or bad juju around them, the other one being Cancer, just in case you wanted to know. Pisces do have the ability to recuperate and to grow in strength, but they need a lot of love around them, and they need a lot of support and friendship, and I hope you're getting that.
Yes.
Now, that's good. Okay, because a Pisces is a very gentle person, and I think that what's happened here is that you've been, you know, just had a run of really bad stuff happening. I'm going to do a three-card cut with the Rider-Waite Tarot.
Okay.
And we're going to look at what's going on here.
Okay.
Well, the first card I get is the Page or Princess of Swords. And this shows a young person who's run out onto a field. The wind is blowing. There are clouds around them that are kind of turning. And in the sky, there's a flock of birds, and they have a sword. But right as they were running forward in life, they kind of turned as if someone called their name or called them back, and they've turned back. And the flock of birds is also turning back. And this says that that you have a lot of forward motion and a lot of momentum, but you are easily turned back if something bad goes on. In other words, you're very sensitive, just as I said.
Right.
Decisions need to be made, but sometimes you kind of stop at that point of decision-making. You do have a good connection to St. Jude. We know that because St. Jude worked for you. That's a very important point here, because the next card that I see is a card that tells me you can do better and you will do better, but you want to work with an angel, because the card is Temperance, and Temperance shows a big old angel with pink wings and just a beautiful white robe. And this angel is pouring water from one cup to another, and not a drop is spilled. And this angel has kind of two paths. One is on land and one is by water. But the path by land is blocked. You cannot get through. The path by water is open. Well, water represents spirit, and land represents practical matters. So your prayers are being heard by the angels. From the water, a path arises. It goes over two hills. It goes over a valley, some more hills, some mountains, into a crown in glory. This tells me that you have angelic help. And Saint Jude, definitely, you have a guardian angel, too. And prayer and belief will get you to your crown of victory. It's a very good card, excellent card. And it says to me that some of what is happening is that you're being distracted by negativity. And perhaps the prayers and affirmations will help you. The third card is a little bit more down to earth and a little bit more realistic, unfortunately. I wish the third card would be like, oh boy, you win the lottery. But it's not. It's not the win the lottery card. But it is a card that says that you will come into better times financially in times to come. It is a card that is called the Eight of Pentacles. It's a card of a person at a workbench working steadily and building up some coins. If things don't work, he has one of his coins, he kicks it under his bench because it wasn't a good coin. He just didn't like that one. And he keeps on going back to work. So it says you will learn to be less distracted by things. But in the end, when you die, you'll have had some money put aside in the bank. You will not die poor. And you will, right now, things are tough, but you will come out of this situation. But you have to put your faith in God and faith in your guardian angel, faith in your saint. Whoever is spiritually watching over you is really watching over you. You have strong spiritual protection, and it surrounds you. All right.
Oh, okay.
Now, Mama Star, what do you see?
While you were talking, Kat, of course, I was picking up. Me and you have a good connection. I think her ancestors, I think that she needs to, and this is the right time. Do you work with your ancestors, darling?
No, ma'am. I don't. I'm a student in college. I just retired from the
military.
Okay, what
you need to do is, right, well, what you need to do is you don't have to have a big space, but I think you need to light a candle and give them a glass of water and call on them and ask them to help you get through this little financial bind that you're in and to walk with you. They are some of the spirits that are walking with you, but you don't know anything about them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Say,
give them some. You said give them some water?
Some water and a candle, even
water.
If it's a key light.
Okay. And does it matter what color?
No, I don't care what color it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care. White fine.
Should she say any prayers?
I would call on them. I would say, I call on my ancestors, known and unknown, those who are walking with me. That's the trick, because you're reaching out to those that are already there. But then you don't want to leave anyone else out. So
right.
You say known and unknown, those who will work with me and who walk with me.
Okay.
Okay? And you don't got to do a whole bunch of hocus pocus. Just talk to them and tell them, look, you're there, I know you're there, and I accept your assistance. Because one thing with the ancestors, they will not push their self off on you.
Okay.
They'll be there. But you kind of like got to open the door for you.
Okay.
Unless they're real determined. Now, I've had one or two that has just really shook me up for not listening and paying attention to what was going on. But normally that's not how it is, I don't think. What do you think, Kat?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that you need to call them and offer them an offering, like you said. Water and a candle is always good.
Okay.
Some will do something more elaborate. Some will get a photo of. But you know, if you don't know who they are, then you just work with, as she said, my ancestors, known and unknown, those who walk with me and those who will work with me.
Right.
So,
okay.
Ollie, what do you think that is going to happen with this thing?
I agree. I think that. Mama Star really hit something in my head here, is the ancestors are really going to be the way forward in this, because it's not that you're, you're broke and you're homeless. What's happening is that you're at your boundary. You know, you're at the end of your rope, and you need something to expand that boundary. And the answers are the way forward, because they want to see you in abundance. But more importantly, I believe one of the cards, what was the card that you got with Temperance, right, Miss Kat?
Yes, Temperance Angel.
Temperance, absolutely, which tells us that the way forward is through spirit. So that even though your physical roads are blocked right now, they're not headed forward, if you turn to spirit, which in this case is your ancestors, as Mama Star says, it'll open those roads and push those boundaries and remove those blocks. So simple work, just lighting a candle, leaving a cup of water, but that's the way forward. That's
okay. Okay.
I'm going to say something else, too, about that angel. People always ask, well, who is that angel? You know, because some people say it's Michael, some, you know, because he's got a sun on his head, and some say, oh, it's Uriel, and some say it's Raphael because he's got his foot in the water. I call it the guardian angel, temperance
mm-hmm.
angel. And you did have a connection with St. Jude. St. Jude came through for you. Keep on working with St. Jude.
Okay.
And the other thing is that third card I got, which is of the man who steadily builds up this whole stash of coins. By each coin he has to hand make it. So I want you to do some money stay with me work. Now, money
okay.
stay with me work would be work to keep things from breaking, to keep from losing things, so that you don't have so much outgo. You got this loan repayment to make, so now you have to be in a phase where nothing breaks. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So do a little bit of money stay with me work. Dress your money with money stay with me oil on the coins, or money stay with me powder on the bills. You can put a little bit around on your door stoop or whatever, and just say,
okay.
money comes in here, stay with me as long as you can. You can start saving money in a Bible. Open the Bible to the 23rd Psalm, same one that Star had mentioned earlier for another caller. 23rd Psalm, put some money, a bill, a dollar bill, a $5, $10, $20, whatever you have, put it in at the 23rd Psalm, pray over it, and say, money, stay with me. If you get another bit of extra money, just count seven pages down in your Bible and put another one in, and keep
okay.
on going until you get to the end of your Bible. When you get
okay.
to the end of your Bible, you're going to start replacing the lower denomination bills with higher denomination bills.
Okay.
And you'll have a Bible full of money. And
okay.
and that money will stay with you, and you'll be able to then make some purchases of some better things.
Okay.
And, okay. So another place to save money is under a lodestone and attract more money to you. And
okay.
There's just different ways to do it depending on how you like to work. Okay.
Okay. I think I have some lodestones.
Yeah. Well, you usually use one lodestone for money and two for love. So you take a lodestone and you can dress it with magnetic sand, feed it with magnetic sand, and you put your money over it and you say, money, lodestone is, I feed you, so will you feed me? Money come to me and money stay with me. Because what you're really trying to do is to keep, you know, I don't know what all you have, washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, car, all those big ticket items. You don't want them breaking. You don't
right.
want to have to go to the emergency room because you got a migraine that's intractable. You don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want your shoes to wear out, so you have to go buy a new pair of shoes. You got to be
right.
putting money aside now because you got to make those payments. But at least you were able to keep your
right.
your home. That's good. But now you
right.
got to just keep your money with you. Okay. Money
right.
stays.
Right.
Products are used for that. The oil and all. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being a guest. And,
yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And thank you, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. And thank you, Mama Star of OldStyleConjure.com in Winnie, Texas, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us when our spiritual guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Brother Jeffrey Vanderson of DixieRootDoctor.com in Birmingham, Alabama. Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from Tropicon Conjure in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific,
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the shows are available in archive by luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Tammy Lee. And next week with Brother Vanderson. Good night, all. Thank you, Star.
Thank you, everyone.
Pat,
thank
for
you,
having
Star.
Me.
It was
all right.
Wonderful
night,
having you on.
Y'all have a wonderful evening. Night, everybody.
You too.
Good night,
all. All right. Bye-bye.